And so as human beings, we have a variety of needs that actually motivate whatever it is that we're doing at any given moment. And so my need for certainty causes me to have notes up here that I can look at so I don't forget what it is that I want to say to and make sure that I say everything that I want to say. And my need for uncertainty causes me to go on vacation, because stepping out of what is certain into the unknown and into the variety of life that's different than my everyday living is exciting and thrilling and feels good and meets that need for uncertainty. My need for connection causes me to spend time with family and friends and to create classes that we do here where we get to share from a deep place inside of us and where we get to be vulnerable with each other, because that enables us to feel more connected to each other and to know each other on a deeper level. My need to contribute causes me to, one of the things that causes me to be here and be a minister, because I get to contribute to your life by doing that, by making your life a little bit better and a little bit richer and a little bit fuller because of what you take away from being here. And so Tony Robbins talks about that, and he says we have six basic needs. And I put them on your white insert if you want to take them home with you, so you don't have to take notes, but you can remember what they are. And so those six needs are certainty and uncertainty, the need for significance, a need for connection and love, a need for growth, and a need to be a contribution, to contribute in the world. And so we're going to be looking at those needs today and how they show up in our lives and how they motivate our behavior. And so let me give you some examples. And so our need for certainty looks like our need to get a paycheck every week. Or it looks like needing to know that our car is going to run when we get in the car. Or needing to know that as you sit here and listen to this talk, that the roof isn't going to fall in on you. And because of those needs, we do things. Those cause us to go to work every day, or to get maintenance done on our car, or to go to church in a building that isn't crumbling all around you. At the same time that we have that need for certainty, we have a need for uncertainty. And that is the thing, because if everything were the same all the time and everything were certain and we didn't have any variation, we would be absolutely bored to tears. And so that means then we do things like go to different restaurants and try different kinds of foods. Even though I know there are many of us that go to different restaurants and order the same thing every single time we go to the restaurant, because we still have that need for certainty, and I want to be certain that I'm going to like what I eat for dinner, yes? It causes us to do things like go to the movies, because you don't know how it's going to end. You don't know what's going to happen, and that's kind of exciting. Even though we sometimes watch movies we've seen many times because we are then certain that we're going to like the movie, so we watch it again. We like to have surprises in our lives because that's uncertainty. But we really only like the surprises that we want to have happen to us, yes? And so though that uncertainty is the thing that makes life exciting and exhilarating for us. So that need for significance that we have, a need to be significant in this world, shows up as things like being a hairdresser and developing skills so that you can create really fabulous hairstyles, and then your clients love them and then want to come back and see you again. You become significant to that person. Or if you are a gangbanger, the need to be significant might show up like holding a gun to somebody's head. Because certainly when you are doing that, you are significant in that moment. If you are a parent or in a relationship, that need for significance shows up by being important to your partner. By them counting on you and depending on you makes you significant in their life. That fulfills that need for significance that we have. And so those are human needs that every single one of us has, for certainty and uncertainty and to be significant. Well, we also have on top of that three needs that are more spiritual needs than they are just human needs. And that is the need to be for connection, to feel ourselves connected to other people, connected to life, connected to the whole of things, that need for connection. We have a need to grow, and we have a need to contribute. Those are soul longings. Those longings come from that very essence of who we are, from our spirit. And so the title of my talk today is Higher Ground. And I'm talking about that when we pay attention to the need that is motivating our behavior, if what we're doing isn't serving our highest good or isn't serving the highest good of everyone in the whole, we can choose higher. We can choose to meet a different need instead of one of those three lower needs. We can meet one of those higher needs. And in that awareness, we can make a choice. And then that means that our ego is not running the show all the time. But instead, those higher choices enable our spirit to be leading us in the choices that we make. To the divine within us then leads us to make those choices. And so Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, in the Science of Mind textbook says, "If someone should ask whether or not God has any intention for him, the answer would be that the only intention God could have, if man is an individual, would be to let the individual alone to discover himself." God's intention for us is to discover ourselves, to discover who we are and what we are. And so every single time that we make a choice in our lives that is motivated by love, that is motivated by our need to be connected to other people, every time we make a choice that is based on that need for us to grow and unfold and evolve, every time we make a choice based on our need to be a contribution, we are participating in our self-discovery. We are discovering more about ourselves and who we are as spiritual beings. What is our essence and what is our core beingness? We're discovering that when we make those higher choices. We're discovering that we are spirit here in form and what that looks like. So when I look around the world today and this country today, I see a lot of people that are super stressed out. And that a big part of that being stressed out is because we don't know what is going to happen. That need for certainty isn't being met because things seem really uncertain right now. We feel uncertain about what's going to happen with our health care, what's going to happen with women's reproductive rights, what's going to happen with immigrants who are already living in this country and have families and have lives that they've built in this country. Though that stress is born out of that need for certainty that isn't being met. And remember that that need for certainty is that human ego need that's not being met. And so many of you in this room know Kathy Estrada and Karen Lowe. Kathy Estrada is Colleen Lynn's best friend, and they come to church sometimes. And this week, one day, they have a neighbor who has a bright, shiny, yellow Volkswagen van, and he lives across the street from them. And he had his van parked in the driveway, and when he got up in the morning, somebody had spray-painted illegal on the side of his van. He is a Mexican man. He is not illegal. He is a fifth-generation American who is of Mexican heritage. And yes, that is incredibly distressing and a hate crime and looks awful. And so he took his van to the body shop to see if they could get the paint off of it. And the person who owned the body shop got the paint off of it and did it for free. The neighbors are coming together and talking with each other and exchanging phone numbers and caring for each other and coming together in a cohesive manner and supporting each other like they never have before. They've lived on the same street with people for years and never been connected and never reached out to be a contribution and to love and to support. And so you remember, those higher needs are for connection. They are for contribution. They are to love and to be that presence of love. And so this actually incident is meeting some of those higher needs. And so in Matthew 22:37-39, it says, "Thou shalt love the Lord God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second, like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." These people are getting to love their neighbor in a way they never have before. And so then, what if this graffiti on this van is on purpose? What if this is an opportunity for all of those people to discover something more about themselves? What if this is about self-discovery, like Ernest Holmes had said? What if this is giving them the opportunity to discover who they are in a greater way? What if this is an invitation for every single one of them to step into their spiritual magnificence and to live from their spirit? Those neighbors are very different with each other than they were last week. They are more caring and more loving and more kind and contributing more and more connected than they've been before. And so there's a principle as metaphysicians that we stand on. And that principle is that life, life with a capital L, is ever evolving. And so what if this is evolving us? What if all of the things that are pushing our buttons that are going on in this country right now are evolving us? What if they are the invitation to step into our greater yet to be? What if they are the invitation to be a contribution and to come from love? So why do you think that is the first and greatest commandment, to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself? Because that is the most fulfilling thing we can do on this earth. That is the most fulfilling thing that we do. Love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what we're here for. And so Ernest Holmes also says, "The spirit ever has a witness within us, and the God-intended man already knows he is one with the whole." That gives us the opportunity to know that we are one with the whole and how valuable and how important everyone is. And so I read a story this week that I would like to share with you, and it goes like this. There once was a farmer who grew award-winning corn. Each year he entered his corn in the state fair, where it won first prize. One year, a newspaper reporter interviewed him and learned the farmer's strategy for growing winning corn. What was it? Simply this. The farmer shared his seed corn with his neighbors. How can you afford to share your best seed corn with your neighbors when they are entering their corn competition against you every single year? The reporter asked him. Why, said the farmer, don't you know? The wind picks up pollen from the ripening corn and swirls it from field to field. If my neighbors grow inferior corn, cross-pollination will steadily degrade the quality of my corn. If I am to grow good corn, I must help my neighbors grow good corn. The lesson for each of us is this. If we are to grow good corn, we must help our neighbors grow good corn. What we do out there to them, we do to ourselves. We are all connected. We are all part of the one. When we are motivated by love and by connection and by our need to grow and expand and step into who we are, our greatest yet to be, when we are motivated to be a contribution, then we feel fulfilled. And so I read a couple things this week that I thought were really interesting, and one is the stars of the Big Bang Theory, that the men that are on the show make significantly more money than the women make on the show. And all of the male actors on the show have decided to give the female actors $100,000 every single week until their pay matches the men's pay. Is that incredible? I also read about a teacher who was working in a private school and talked about how when she came there, and it is still going on, the school has one rule. They have one rule that is posted up everywhere, and that rule is be kind. Teachers model how to be kind. The children learn how to be kind. Wow, somebody's behind me. The children learn how to be kind with each other and kind in the classroom, and the teacher models how to be kind to themselves. Everything else falls into place after that. Be kind. And so we have a lot of pleasures that we like to participate in this world. They're called hedonistic pleasures, those pleasures of the senses. And it looks like having a really good meal and eating things that we like. It looks like good sex. And it looks like going to concerts of music that we love or going to a ball game that we love. And while all of those things are really pleasurable, the moment that they're over, they're over. The moment the activity is over, the pleasure is over with hedonistic satisfaction. But when we contribute and when we love and when we grow and when we experience connection with other people, that satisfaction lasts. That satisfaction feeds our soul. That satisfaction stays with us. It brings lasting fulfillment. And so what then about the people who do things like vandalize and paint graffiti on bright, shiny yellow vans? What about the people who think it's okay to split up families that live here and export somebody to another country? What about the people that think it's okay to drill in the Arctic? Forgive them. They know not what they do. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They are acting from those less evolved needs. They are not awake. You are awake. You get to choose higher. You get to stand on higher ground and make the higher choice. Like Tina's song, Forgive. You are called to make that higher choice and to stand on that higher ground when others aren't. You are here to be motivated by love and to give birth to your spiritual magnificence. You are here to contribute and to make a difference. And so your call to action this week is to pay attention to what is motivating you at any given time. To look at that. Is it a need for certainty? Well, you know what I can tell you? The truth is, you are safe all the time. You are safe all the time because you are an eternal being and nothing can touch that and nothing can harm that. You are whole. If it's a need for uncertainty, well, my goodness, life is filled with it. We live in this material world that is constantly changing. Nothing is ever the same, so it's already a guarantee. If you are looking to be significant and that's what's motivating you, recognize and know that you are always significant. Always, because you are an incarnation of that Most High One. So regardless of what it is you're doing, you are still significant. And if your actions are not serving your highest good, if your actions are not serving the highest good of the whole, of that oneness that we talk about, then choose higher. Choose to be motivated by love or by connection or by your need to grow or your need to contribute. Choose higher. And ask yourself, when you see people doing things in the world that tweak you, that push your buttons, that you're angry and upset about, ask yourself, what need are they being motivated by? Are they being motivated by their ego or by their spirit? Are they being motivated by fear or by love? And when you come up with that answer, it will give you insight and it will give you compassion for the choices that they're making in the world and in their lives. And whatever the answer is that you get, choose higher. Choose the high road. And as a result, you'll be living your life in alignment with your own spirit, in alignment with that divine presence that is love. You'll be participating in your own growth and evolution, and you'll be contributing to creating heaven on earth, this world that we all want to live in. And so I thank you for making that highest choice, and I thank you for walking this path and for saying yes to the call of your own spirit within you. And so blessings to all of you. Thank you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we just take our attention and we turn it to that one invisible presence that is right here in this room. That one presence, that one power, that one life that fills all of time and all of space and permeates everything with its beingness. This magnificence of the divine. This presence, this oneness of life. For it is everywhere we go. And in everything that we do. And so today I recognize that yes, indeed, we are representatives of this infinite one. We are here as representatives of love, representatives of the light, representatives of truth and connection and oneness and contribution. That today we are here giving way to that one through our actions and through our words and through our choices. And it is as we do that that we are creating a better world, that we are creating a world that works for everyone. It is as we do that that we are participating in our own spiritual evolution and unfolding God through us on this planet. What a blessing it is to participate in that. What a blessing it is to be awake to this call of our soul. What a blessing it is to be here on planet Earth, this magnificent place to be. And so today I know that we are guided and that we are led and that we are guarded in every single thing that we do. We are led from the call of our own spirit, our own soul, the divine within us. To be that light. And so that is what is happening today. I know that our every need is met, for as we open ourselves, in comes rushing and flowing that infinite one. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer with absolute confidence that yes, indeed, we are evolving, and yes, indeed, more and more and more of that presence is coming into this world through each and every single one of us, that there is an awakening happening right now in humanity, and it is a spiritual awakening. It is a spiritual renaissance. It is saying yes to wholeness, and yes to equality, and yes to love. And so I release this prayer with absolute gratitude, knowing that it is absolutely done because it is the truth. And we just lean into that. And I release this prayer, and I let it be, and so it is.